Merrykmas, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Porg Chatter. This time it's Quimus Porgs. My period is in full swing, Asterios. Today I cried over the Mandarin duck again. And just thinking about porgs during Christmas, I was thinking about what if they were in... What if all the elves at the North Pole were replaced with porgs?
Oh my god.
No one would ever get any presents.
No one would get presents. The factory itself would be ruined. It would be like on fire.
No, it would be destroyed. Everybody would get a half-wrapped porg with glue and tape stuck all over him.
Yes, exactly. There would be, I mean, we haven't really talked about this a lot, but there would be, like, poo-poo everywhere. There would be a ton of nests made out of like, wrapping paper and kids' presents.
Oh, God, yeah. No, they would rip the presents apart. Oh, by the way, I'm Saranja. This is Asterios, says
you. Oh, hey, everybody. Yes. Merry Christmas.
We're recording this on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we're recording this on Christmas Day because it's, you know, we just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody who supports us and cares about us, but more importantly, who supports and cares about the fictional birds from Star Wars.
It's a Porg Chatter Christmas. Asterios, you're with your nieces today. Did you do anything Christmassy?
No, not yet. I was just on Twitch. It's currently 12:30 in the morning on Christmas morning as we're recording this.
Hell yeah.
I was on Twitch. We made a lot of jokes about Maddox. So far, it's been a pretty great Christmas.
Did you watch any Christmas movies?
We haven't watched any Christmas movies. My Christmas so far has been me following my mom's very specific instructions about, like, take this raw meat and put it in this seasoning, or take this and then put it here. It's just like, I'm kind of like a Roomba from my mom helping her cook because she's cooking for 11 people.
Except you're so spraying spices everywhere instead of sucking them up.
Yes, exactly. I'm making a gigantic mess, but the food my mom is making is dope as shit. It tastes really goddamn good.
Oh my god, no, I ate so much shrimps today.
What? Tell me about the shrimps.
My body is
which, by the way, porgs would love.
Oh, no, we're going to get to that. That's one of our, we're doing a porg gift guide today, guys. Last minute gifts for your porgs. And I fucking hate when I'm looking at those last minute gift guides and it says, oh, you have a week before Christmas. That's not last minute.
No.
We're doing 1 day before Christmas, 6 hours before Christmas, 20 minutes before Christmas, 30 seconds before Christmas, and Christmas has already passed.
I think that, yes. Except, look, I mean, real talk, I did forget to get gifts for everybody except you.
I was just going to say, I feel so special now.
Yeah, earlier today, my mom was like, okay, so did you get me that gift certificate for the nail salon that we talked about? And I said, what? And she was like, the gift certificate for the nail salon you said you'd get me. And I was like, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. And then she was like, well, did you get your dad that whiskey, that the High West whiskey that you said you'd get him? And I said, I'm gonna get all that after Christmas. I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. I get so stressed out. Like, my mom wanted me to do one pretty simple thing before I got home. She was like, on the way home, you have to go to this very specific Chinese, Chinese roast duck and pork store and get this one kind of pork. And so I went, like, all the way to, like, the weirdest part of Brooklyn, and I got, like, pounds and pounds and pounds of pork and duck all cut up. And then I packed it all in ice and, like, I brought it all home. And, of course, it was the wrong kind of pork. I was told that immediately. And then my mom told me, well, you know, this isn't good enough for Christmas, so you should just eat this pork tonight for dinner. And I'm like, okay, Mom. And I was so concerned about screwing up the pork and duck order that I forgot to get Christmas presents for them or my nieces. And my mom also did send me a list, and I forgot to do that too. But I did remember to get sriracha. We did presents before because we're both at our parents' places. Why don't you tell people what I got you?
You got me the giant Yego pork. His name is Legolas, and he comes with a little mini pork whose name is Noodles. Dude, you need to start writing this shit down. That is insane.
I remember to get you presents. And what else did I get you?
A giant stuffed Kirby.
I did. I got you a giant. I got you like a it's like the size of two basketballs. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it's really big and it's really cute. It's as big as I think a Kirby would be in real life.
Yeah, I got her this gigantic Kirby. It's kind of the size of taller Ted. And what else did I get you for Christmas? I took you out to dinner. Oh, I took you out to that winter wonderland. Oh, all right. So everybody, check this out. There's this thing in Brooklyn called like the Brooklyn Winter Wonderland, and it takes place on the premises of the Brooklyn Museum of Art, and all these nice pictures. And it's so shitty that there are lawsuits now.
Oh my God, people are suing Winter Wonderland.
Yes, because I got some charges on my credit card that I didn't recognize, and so I was trying to like look up who they were, and then A, it turned out they were related to Winter Wonderland, and B, the reason I knew that is because the holding company has so many fucking complaints. Like, apparently Winter Wonderland was like, you can try our gourmet chocolate tasting experience, and then according to this article, it's a plastic baggie full of a hot chocolate packet and some marshmallows.
Holy shit! Winter Wonderland's running a card skimming operation.
Oh yes, and then of course that did happen, and then today, a bunch of charges in a weird part of New York I've never heard of, like Glenside, or something happened, and then a bunch of charges in Florida. Like Bank of America today was like, did you go to a Stop and Shop in Florida? And I was like, no, I didn't.
Like, Bank of America, you shut the fuck up. I just called about this last week.
Yes, exactly. They're like, hey, did you go to Glenside, New York, and Florida, and Brooklyn all today?
Yeah, I'm the world. I'm Superman. I've developed teleportation. Don't tell the government. Let me tell you, Asterios, I have been watching Christmas movies all day, and awesome. That Frosty the Snowman movie is fucked up.
You got to tell people which specific Frosty you're talking about.
I think it is Frosty Returns, because it's yes. The Frosty the Snow. Let me tell you what the fuck happens in Frosty Returns. So Frosty Returns is about the kids come back, they build the snowman, they put the magic hat in him, whatever, nobody cares. There's also a side plot going on about Jack Frost wants to get all the attention for winter, so he tries to murder Frosty a couple of times, which seems a little fucking dark for a kid's movie.
That seems a lot dark for a kid's movie. I also don't know why Jack Frost keeps getting turned into a villain. Jack Frost is also the villain of the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. Jack Frost is also the villain of the Christmas horror movie Jack Frost, where Jack Frost comes to life and murders people.
I feel like Jack Frost is very frequently sexualized on Tumblr.
Oh my, you're absolutely right.
Am I? I've never seen it, but that's just the vibe I got watching that Santa Claus 3 movie.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you draw like a hot kind of twinky elf guy, you make him all blue, and there you go, you know.
He's twinky. That's right. I feel like his twinkness and his impish nature means that he'd be mixed with a British man with the cheekbones, shipping,
yeah,
shipping as they call it.
Yes, exactly. Kind of like how girls are into Loki. They're into, like, Tom Hiddleston. Like, girls are... Oh, and also, of course, the ultimate kind of twinkie, impish prankster, David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Tom Hiddleston is not a twink.
Are you serious?
He's ripped. He's absolutely ripped.
Twinks are often ripped.
No, like, they're not. By definition, they're twinks.
Okay, well, granted, but don't forget, who is Loki's brother? Super ripped, buff Thor. Like, you have to see Loki in comparison to Thor.
Can we go see Aquaman?
Yeah.
Can we go see Aquaman in a private theater?
Sure. Any particular reason why?
A heated theater, maybe one that I won't have to wear pants to. Found out that guy's married. Very upset. It's not gonna stop.
Jason Momoa.
It's not gonna stop my masturbation fantasies.
Yes, clearly, nothing will. I guess.
I saw.
Yeah.
Wait. No. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I see a lot of like guys making fun of Aquaman, being like, "Ha, Aquaman, he sucks. Man, this guy sucks," and like on Twitter and shit. And I was like, "Hey, this isn't for you. Like, this guy is very clearly for straight women and gay men. This is you just take a pass on. Just go see the end of the Spider-Verse another time, there, guy. Just you leave this one to them."
Broke. Aquaman is a movie about Aquaman. Woke. Aquaman is a movie about how capitalism is destroying our oceans. Ascended. Aquaman is a movie about is softcore porn in its most disguised and veiled fashion so that women don't feel guilty consuming it.
Yeah, I mean, women are the people who are into, like, mermaids and mermen, and wasn't there a whole movie last year about like a lady who fucks a sea monster?
Yeah, what was that called?
I forget, like Into the Deep or some crap like that. And then obviously Beauty and the Beast is like about a girl who wants to fuck like a big dog man.
Oh god, the furries.
Yes, yeah, yes, exactly. This is all
broke. Broke. The Illuminati controls the media. Woke. The furries control the media.
You can't stop them, and it would be real stupid to try. And you know what? To be fair, you watch that 1960s or 50s Robin Hood or whatever, like the Disney's Robin Hood cartoon movie that sort of kicked off the furry movement, like... Don't lie to me and tell me that you don't think that that Maid Marian is hot or that that Robin Hood dude is hot. Like, imagine that guy, like, comes in, he shoots an arrow through the lock in the window, you're all chained up, rescues you, carries you out, brings you back to his forest, shows you a good time.
I don't know if I have compatible genitals for this fantasy.
Well, but see, the thing is, you may not have compatible genitals for procreation, but not all sex is about procreation.
Serious, you ever seen those bad dragon things? I think bad dragon would like to have a word with you.
Is bad dragon the thing where they make the dragon penis dildos?
Yes. I'm proud of you for knowing that.
Yeah, I saw somebody write an article, I used to write for something awful, and actually Sriracha helped me write some of the only good articles I wrote for that site. I saw the dragon dicks.
Yeah, now that's an old thing. I don't want to dwell on that too much because that's kind of old news at this point. But no, I don't think I've ever wanted to have sex with a fox before. But you know who I
am. Have you seen Disney's Robin Hood?
I think a long time ago I did.
Can you just look up a picture of him right
no,
now?
No, I know exactly what it looks like.
Okay, so are you going to lie to me and pretend like that if that guy started hitting on you, like you wouldn't...
He's not a guy, he's a fox.
you're really gonna do this? You're gonna hang me out to dry on this, and you're gonna pretend like if the Robin Hood fox was hitting on you, that you wouldn't at least like flirt with him.
Here's a question for you: which MythBuster would you have sex with? Being of people that we know we have compatible genitals with, which MythBuster would you bang?
I don't know who the myth. Neither of them.
How do you know not both... know who the MythBuster? There's okay. First of all, you're saying neither. Like there's only two. There's four.
See, the thing is, that's why I'm saying neither, because I know there's more than the two main ones. Because apparently, like the two main guys just got so tired of working together, they had to introduce additional MythBusters because Discovery needed to be able to call two people to set that didn't hate each other.
Oh,
and they
really?
Could just use for pickups and B-rolls and B-roll and things like that. Yeah, I'm not interested in the main guys. I'm guessing that the other two MythBusters they cast are attractive.
Yes. Yes. Hard yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. Because I'm guessing the other two MythBusters, like, they went out of their way to find someone who knew something about science, but also didn't make you puke when you turned your TV on. Which MythBuster do you want to have sex with?
None of them. I was just asking that on Twitter. I don't find any of them particularly attractive.
Okay, well, look, again, thank you for hanging me out to dry with this Robin Hood thing.
Would
it's great.
You fucks the fox?
No, I'm not going to fuck the fox. I'm not going to fuck the lady fox.
I don't but know. I'm also you seemed not pretty into the lady fox 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Look, yeah, look, she has very nice. She's got a great body if you can pretend it's not a fox body for a minute.
I was going to say, you like breasts? Because she's probably got six of those.
It's clearly Maid Marian. Robin Hood Fox Maid Marian is clearly modeled after like a hot 1950s actress or something.
Welcome to Pork Chatter, the only podcast on the internet where we guide you through what to get your pork for Christmas. Steers, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Did you bring any porks home with you?
No, did you?
Yeah, I got Beto. Oh my God, oh. They're alone.
Okay, tell people who Beto is and don't worry about it. We have a look. Whenever we leave the porks at home... and our apartment in Brooklyn, we have a very specific storyline set up where they are all having a party.
And they sit at the door and they cry and they cry and they scream for food.
They scream for food. And then obviously they think we're dead because we're not there in front of them. So they have kind of no persistence of memory. So they think we're dead.
No. I can imagine them sitting there crying and there's all 20 of them standing at the door just yelling and begging for us to come home.
People don't, we are a bunch of porks behind. People don't know how many porks we have now. Like, they don't know who Beto is.
Beto is a very soft, Beto is the Kevin model, but he's somehow very soft. Kevin is the porg that you can get from the official Disney store. And every time you go and you see a Kevin display, that if you go to the Disney store, they'll have a Kevin display. They'll have about 40 Kevins. And each one of them looks terrified in their own unique way.
Yes. There's something about plenty of the porgs that we collect look sad or curious and also sad. But there's only one kind of porg whose eyes and mouth just display abject fear for their own safety. And it's the Kevin model.
True fear.
We picked up Kevin when I took Sriracha to Orlando to hang out with my family. We got Kevin from the Orlando Airport, which is the Disney store at the airport. Wait, so did you get Beto on the internet? How did you get Beto?
Yeah, I bought Beto directly from the Disney store where he was used as a snot rag for an endless number of children.
Now, you also got Nutella, which was like a cousin of Beto. And why don't you tell people where Nutella ended up?
Nutella now lives with Bunny at Law. They are a porg parent officially. And now he got a yo sweater. He got a yo sweater and he spent his days looking out the window.
Yes, Bunny at Law is the winner of our Pork Chatter iTunes rating contest. Bunny at Law left an iTunes rating. And so we sent Bunny at Law a t-shirt. And we sent Bunny at Law Nutella the Porg in the mail. And Bunny at Law tweeted us back a picture of the Porg in a sweater, just staring out the window. I can't imagine Nutella being at a more perfect home. So thank you, Bunny at Law, for listening. And thanks to everyone who entered.
And thank you for taking care of him, because let me tell you, Nutella had a rough transit situation. Nutella didn't get mailed.
Yes. Okay, so here's what happened with that. So, you know, I go down to the post office once a week to send out books. People who subscribe for at least $10 at patreon.com/stairs, they get a signed book. And so, you know, I usually send a couple of books a week. So I went down there with a big stack of packages. Our post office is a classic Brooklyn, from the time of Spike Lee's Brooklyn post office, where it's just nonstop bulletproof glass. And in order to pass somebody a package, they have to close and lock an antechamber.
It's fucking terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yes. And then when theirs locks, yours opens. So you put it in the antechamber, and then you close yours, lock yours. Only then will they unlock theirs.
And then and only then.
Yes, it is so old school. And so I passed a big stack of packages through, and then Nutella's package is like oddly shaped and got like stuck in the corner, and the post office lady didn't see it. And so I was like, hey, ring up all these packages. Okay, thanks, happy holidays. I left. A couple of days later, I go back and she's like, we've been looking for you. This package never got, no one ever bought stamps for this package. It got stuck in the antechamber.
And it's just a crying, crying, crying Porg.
Yes. And I'm like, you couldn't have just spent $3 on this. You know, I was trying to mail it. It's properly addressed. I come here all the time. You couldn't have just fucking mailed this thing. You guys at the goddamn post office. They're like, no, we couldn't. We apologize. We definitely couldn't, though.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay.
Definitely not. Oh, yeah. Why don't you go mail it yourself? Oh, wait, you can't. You can't, because this is the only UPS.
Yeah, it's it's our one post office. Sriracha was down there the other day. And it was 2 days before Christmas. I'd asked her to mail a couple of other things. And there was only one person working 2 days before Christmas, as if the post office didn't realize that 2 days before Christmas might be a very busy time for packages.
Yeah, by the way, I'm never going back there for you ever again.
I'm so sorry I asked you to do that. I was like, can you just drop these three packages off?
Oh, yeah, no, just drop them off on the way, Sriracha. It'll take 20 seconds. Just drop them off. It's fine. It won't take 2 hours.
And apparently she was there for 2 hours in the rain, too. It was raining outside. It was gross. And so, but hey, look, everybody got their books, I assume.
Yeah,
so,
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Okay.
Anyways.
Come on.
Let's talk Porg last minute gifts for your Porgs. Now,
yes.
If you've been shopped for your Porgs, I'd like to start with 6 hours. Let's say you have 6 hours before Christmas. Now, in my opinion, 6 hours before Christmas is pretty much like having 3 months before Christmas. You are not shopping for your mom or your lover. You're shopping for a Porg. They are very easy to understand.
They don't want much either in your head canon or actually canonically. Sriracha and I have pretty much digested every single canonical source of information about Porgs. And there are very few facts that you will see repeated over and over again. They like shiny things. They do control dives into the sea.
Very strong swimmers.
They're very strong swimmers. They are into moss, which we assume they use to build their nests. People who canonically write about Porgs never really go into detail. They eat fish. There's really not much you can get for your Porg, because Lucasfilms has only told us they like two or three things.
I mean, we can get creative here. The problem, I think, if you got 6 hours before Christmas, is that most places are going to be closed. on Christmas Day. So you're going to have to think of places that are open on December 25th. And you know where my mind immediately goes, Asterios? Chinese buffets.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What I would get my porg 6 hours before Christmas, I would recommend going to your local Chinese buffet. If you're in New York City, there are thousands of them. Get one of those styrofoam containers, you know, like they let you take away food by the pound.
Yes.
Fill that bitch with steamed shrimp and crab rangoons. Porgs go nuts for crab rangoons. I don't know what it is. They love them.
Yeah, that's really, really smart. Chinese food restaurants are open on Christmas Day. There's a famous tradition in the Jewish community where people of the Jewish faith enjoy Chinese food on Christmas Day. So you will be able to get it. That's really goddamn smart. I was just going to recommend that you go outside and find some moss from the ground and then maybe put it in a Ziploc bag and then dump the moss out in front of your porgs, and they will get very, very excited because they'll be like, oh shit, this is both nest building material and food. I love it.
I love that suggestion, but I think that's more of a 30 seconds before Christmas suggestion.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
You get your crab rangoons. Let me tell you what to avoid at the Chinese buffet. Don't bother with the rice. First of all, because you're wasting space in your container. They're not going to eat it. They're going to think that it's nest building materials, and you're going to be finding chunks of rotting maggot-eaten rice in your apartment 3 days later. Stay away from any desserts because they throw up in their little mouths. They got fellow bodies. And eggs and chicken, you sicko. Don't even think about it.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. All those things are super disgusting. See, I've heard that you can't feed rice to birds because that's why they stopped throwing rice at weddings, because birds would eat the rice and then their stomachs would explode.
Oh, really?
That's not a good thing.
What is so cute? You think about that, wander out fallow bodies.
I think when I say explode, I don't mean like get all puffed up. I mean like they would die. The rice would kill birds.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no, no. It's not. It's less worried about like, oh, someone needs to put these birds on a diet, and more just like there's dead birds all over this church.
How do we make it so I want? What can I throw at my wedding that the birds will get nice and fat and round and fall asleep, but they won't?
I think you're supposed to throw sunflower seeds now.
I'm gonna throw half cut grapes.
There you go. That sounds nice. Just imagine a bride getting a bunch of half-cut grapes caught in her train.
Oats. Fruits and nuts.
That sounds great.
Now I'd like to talk about if you have 2 hours before Christmas. 2 hours before Christmas, Asterios. You got to find something that's open. You got to find a gift for your pork. What are you thinking?
Okay. 2 hours before Christmas. I guess I would want to go down to the gas station and maybe exchange a couple of dollars for a bunch of dimes. And then, because porgs love shiny things. So, 50 dimes, like 50 shiny dimes, I think is kind of the most shiny objects a porg may have ever seen in his life. And obviously, this is real bird behavior. You know, we all know that crows are super into, like, shiny rocks and shiny pebbles. There are plenty of stories online of people who befriend crows, and then the crows bring the people gifts. There's a famous episode of Gomer Pyle, where Gomer Pyle befriends a crow, and the crow starts robbing the other soldiers. So, 50 dimes. That's $5. You can get that from anywhere. I think that might be a very Merry Christmas.
That is a brilliant idea. That is so smart. And let me tell you exactly what I was thinking. You gotta go to the gas station.
Well, yeah. Yes.
It's gonna be open. There's one in every block. See, I was thinking, you go to the gas station or your local Wawa, and you see if they have, like, a soft pretzel.
Oh, you're so smart. There was one time when Sriracha and I were on a date in Central Park, and I got her a soft pretzel. I always make the mistake in New York of, like, once a year being like, I bet this street pretzel will be good. It's like, I've never had a good street pretzel in my entire life, but they're so big. And they're right in there. And usually when you encounter those guys, you're drunk and you're like, oh, maybe I guess I'll do. And so we ended up feeding quite a bit of soft pretzel to a murder of pigeons.
A murder of birders.
But speaking of Central Park, you have not told people what we did.
Oh, we saw the Mandarin duck. Don't worry, that's a news headline from around the web.
Okay. All right. Let's keep rolling.
I was going to say, you go to, here's what you want to avoid at the gas station. Cigarettes, obviously. Don't get your bird a cigarette.
No, don't do that.
They got very fat little bodies and very sensitive lungs. Stay away from gum, too, I think. I don't know what the word is on if birds can chew gum, but I imagine it would not be very good for them, right?
Oh, God, are you kidding me? No, that's another, like, people say, like, don't throw your gum on the ground or at the window because the birds will eat it. It'll gum up their beaks and they won't be able to breathe and they'll die. There are so many things you can throw that can kill a bird. Google it.
Rocks,
stop throwing things.
Gunshots. Rice. You know, fly. Go,
bird poison.
Pick up or get your bird a porno magazine. They won't even understand. They'll use it for nest building materials.
Couldn't you just get them a regular magazine or a newspaper?
No, they like just the boobs. They're attracted to the boobs. They okay. think they're large seeds.
Okay, well, so far, our last-minute gifts for Porgs include 50 dimes, a Ziploc bag full of moss, and literal pornography.
And also okay. Crab Rangoons. Don't forget about the Crab Rangoons.
And also Crab Rangoons. Okay. But what if it's 1 minute to Christmas? What if it's like 7:59 a.m., your Porg is about to wake up, all your kids are up, and they're already down at the tree, and everybody's got something except your Porg? If you have literally one minute.
Okay, well, here's what I would do if I had 1 minute. It's serious. I'm going to be ripping tinsel off wherever I can get it from.
That's so goddamn smart.
Go outside, see how your neighbor has decorated and just rip some of it down. Because let me tell you, birds, they don't fucking know. They don't know that is a decoration. They think that's some prime nest building material. Let me tell you, tinsel is the ideal gift for a porg because A, it is very shiny. They're naturally attracted to shiny objects. And B, it's soft. And you can actually build a nest out of it.
And then, obviously, they've got the shiniest nest on the block, which they love. Because now there's one shiny object that they can always come home to. They can use this tinsel to warm their eggs while they're away looking for additional tinsel.
Brilliant. I could see porgs getting really attached to tinsel.
Yes.
Like carrying it around and shit like a security blanket because it's so shiny. It's perfect for them. It's soft and it's shiny.
And it's light. That's the thing. Like porgs are not very strong. So
regardless of the fact that they got fallow bodies.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're sturdy, but they're not strong. You know, like George Costanza is sturdy, but he's not strong. I love that. Okay, well, what if it's an hour after Christmas?
Well, I got some got some good news for you, Asterios. Okay, ready? Okay. So now, let's say you've forgotten Christmas altogether.
You mean like I did this year for my actual family?
Yeah, just pretend your family are birds. Are they birds? Yes. Got some good news for you, because unlike humans, porgs do not understand the concept of holidays. Or exchanging gifts or special occasions. I would even go so far to say porgs do not understand the passage of time. I think the only thing they understand about it is that sometimes the sun goes down and you go to sleep when it's dark. You have to pull that thing where you just don't tell your porg that it's a holiday. You pretend that the toddler didn't have a birthday this year. You go ahead and do it. Or, better yet, tell the porg that Christmas is a holiday where birds give gifts to their owners and then get mad at him when he doesn't have a gift for you.
That's really goddamn smart. Yeah, porgs don't know what day it is ever. And the other thing is, like, if you give a gift to a porg, they won't know why you're doing it. And within a couple of minutes, they'll forget that you gave it to them. They'll just think this tinsel always existed. They'll think, I found this tinsel. They'll be very protective of the tinsel. But you will not get credit for it.
No, you can't get credit for it because their brains are so tiny.
Yeah, birds are so dumb that if you have a bird in a cage and then you put a sheet over the cage so it's dark, the bird immediately goes to sleep because they think, oh, it's dark, it's nighttime.
Right, its dumb bird brain doesn't know that the time has not passed. It just knows that it is dark now, which means it's time to sleep.
Right, even if 5 seconds before it was completely bright, and if 5 seconds after it's completely bright, they will think it's nighttime. Birds are so stupid that if your bird is lonely, what you do is you put a mirror in the cage so that the bird thinks that there are now two birds. And Sriracha and I have watched plenty of videos where a bird will try to fuck itself real, real hard.
Yeah, no, it immediately, it's so funny, it immediately starts singing to the other bird in the mirror, like mating songs to it.
Right, and it never thinks like, hey, how come that bird is singing this exact mating song back to me? How this bird is moving in my exact pattern? It's just like, hey, check out that hot bird. I'm going to try to fuck it. It never even thinks like, hey, that bird is clearly the same sex as me. Wait, no, now I'm getting caught in a rabbit hole.
Yeah, no, do you think that gay birds aren't valid as stereos? It's not very PC of you.
I'm pulling out. Out.
Let me tell you, God. I watched a fucking video the other week of a woman taking her bird on a walk. She's put him in a little flight suit, which is bird diapy.
Yes, they don't call them bird diapers, though, which is what you would think you'd call a bird diaper. They call them flight suits. They look like wetsuits for birds.
And they stop them from doing little poops all over the place.
It stops them from shitting all over, and you can also tie a string to it so that when your bird tries to fly away, which it will do all the time, forever, you can just yank on the string and be like, what's going on there, buddy? You're my prisoner.
Yeah, hey, no.
Slow your roll.
So this woman in this video keeps talking about, I'm taking Coconut out for a walk. Coconut is so excited. First of all, Coconut is fighting against the flight suit. Like, Coconut's fucking life depended on it. Coconut is fighting this flight suit like it's being hauled off to some kind of bird fat camp. By its wings. Coconut is trying to rip the flight suit out of the owner's hands. But no, this owner keeps saying, Coconut loves to go outside. But there's nothing Coconut loves more than fresh air. But let me tell you, when she took Coconut outside, she had to keep a mirror plastered right in front of its face. And Coconut just sang to itself the whole time. It did not take its eyes off the mirror. So I don't think it's fair to say that Coconut loves outside, when in actuality, outside is more like a peripheral adjective than something that Coconut seems to actively enjoy.
It's also kind of mean to dangle freedom in front of your bird like that. You know what I mean? Like to be like, hey, check it out. Check out all the other birds singing. Check out the clear sky.
Hey, check out these birds. You notice they're not in jail?
Yeah, you'll notice we didn't put any of these birds in special brightly colored harnesses that we bought on Etsy.
These birds get to shit wherever they want.
Yeah, the whole world is these birds' diaper instead of the diaper that I put you in. And I don't. And these flight suits are so tight. Sriracha showed me one of the Etsy flight suit manufacturers. And I remember the flight suit manufacturer was like, if you do not send me very specific measurements for your cockatiel, I will not make you a flight suit. And it's like, hey, idiot, make the $20 bird diaper. What's wrong with
you? Yeah, wait, you make bird diapers for a living. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, Jesus goddamn Christ. But there are also videos of these birds attacking these bird diapers because, I mean, they don't, again, a bird does not have much persistence of memory at all, but they don't like it.
But once they're in the diaper, they forget that it's there.
Yes, once they're in the flight suit, everything is fine. But getting these tiny little birds with hollow bones and tiny little feet, or as Sriracha would call them, peets, I don't know how you're not going to kill a bird getting him into one of these. it just seems like a lot of trouble to. Can't you just take your bird outside in the cage or something?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'd probably get a carrier cage.
Yeah, I saw like this thing online that was like a backpack for birds, and it has like a big window in it, so the birds can see outside, and you know, and there's obviously oxygen in there, like it's open enough, but again, that way you don't have to put your bird into a bird straitjacket.
That's
also,
so
how the hell are you going to measure this bird? You think this bird's going to stay still enough for you to, like, go, you know, oh, let's get this bird's inseam.
Yeah, let's like, get its neck a measurement.
Yeah. Suraj and I have talked a lot, because, I mean, it should be pretty obvious from this episode, and the fact that we now own 20 of these goddamn fake birds. And the fact that Suraj is watching these goddamn bird videos all the fucking time, and she'll watch them to fall asleep. We have obviously seriously considered getting a bird, and we have fans that have birds. A Lobster Magnet has a bird. I've played Heroes of the Storm with Lobster Magnet on my Twitch channel, and then his bird will like be right there on mic, like chiming in.
What
you
does
know,
he say?
It's a parrot, so he'll just be like, burr, burr, burr. Like, he doesn't say, like, anything cool. He's not like, way to go, good kill, right? Right? Better luck next time,
right? It's not a legitimate state, right?
Focus on the healer, right? Right?
Polly hates women and minorities,
Yeah, yeah, this is not a gamer bird. It's just a bird owned by a gamer. Waterboy is obviously, you know, in Discord we call him the bird man of Toon Catraz, because he's a toonsmith who also has quite a few birds.
I love birds.
But I don't know if we can become like a bird couple, because we're traveling around a lot. These birds are so fragile, like we would, maybe not we, I'm pretty sure I would kill a bird.
No, I would definitely kill a bird. Accidentally, of course.
Yeah, when we moved into my apartment, we took over the apartment from my little brother, and he asked me to hang on to their goldfish. He was like, I don't want to have to fucking move this goldfish. You know, can you please hang on to the goddamn goldfish? And I was like, yeah, I've never had a pet before, so like, you know, I'm 36 years old, I had my first pet a goldfish, and thank God. You can go 2 weeks without feeding a goldfish and they will be fine. Actually, goldfish die more from you getting worried that you're not feeding them enough and overfeeding them than from you forgetting to feed them for 2 week periods. Are there any birds like that?
Oh, I don't think so. I think they require daily food.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'm so busy playing Heroes of the Storm. I don't know that I can do it.
And, alright, now let's wrap up. I want to say, if you forget a gift for your bird, your porg, no matter what time it is, just give them the gift of extra snuggles. Because what your porg loves more than nesting materials, berries, or shiny rocks is your attention. And he might not know it's a holiday, because he's a dumb fucking animal. But he will know that he's happy to be in your arms.
That's the smartest fucking thing you've ever said. Just grab some wrapping paper out of the trash on the corner, okay? There's always fucking Christmas night is always like a goddamn wrapping paper apocalypse. Just grab some wrapping paper, toss it to your porg, and then just give that porg, just stroke that porg's head and neck and give the pork hugs, and the pork will, you're so smart, you're really goddamn smart, Suraj. That's all I'm gonna say.
Thank you. Now it's time for some, let's round out the show with some news headlines from around the web. I've been playing I want to start out with I read an article today called from some one of those stupid clickbait websites called Mashable or something that was like the 27 porgs ranked in Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And I got super excited because I'm like, oh my god, there's 27 porgs. I must have missed them. Let me tell you, they were counting porgs multiple times and giving them multiple rankings, and that is piss poor journalism. For example, the porg that gets trapped in the Millennium Falcon, they count it as 6 separate porgs because it did 6 separate things.
That's horrible. The very first thing I thought as well was 27 porgs. Are they maybe counting like porgs that are in the books and the cartoons? Are they counting the toys? How many fucking main cat? I mean, how many porgs do we see in the film?
Probably like 7.
I was gonna say like 7. It's like Chewbacca. When Chewbacca's eating that one dead porg that he's murdered and skinned and trained, there's 3 or 4 porgs there, right?
Yeah, there's 4.
There's 4 porgs looking at that porg. And so that, so I guess there's 5 porgs in that scene, technically. There's the porg that Chewbacca eats the whole, because there's feathers coming out of his mouth. There's the scene where 2 porgs are snuggling while a third porg is looking on. There are 2 female porgs that are in nests, one on a rock face and then one in the Millennium Falcon. You know, if you're being charitable, you could say that there's some porglets in that falcon nest, but we know that there's porglets in the exterior next on Octo. So I guess like 11 porgs, 2 of which are dead.
Yeah, no,
so
they count the dead porgs, and then they count, for example, just piss poor shoddy journalism, fake news. I understand why we need to attack CNBC now. Because, like, when Chewbacca is skewering the porgs, you know how there's that group of 4 porgs just looking at him like, hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Right, and then 3 of them scurry away, and then one of them, like, lays it on super thick.
Yeah, they count the one laying it on super thick as different from those 4 porgs, even though I'm almost 100% sure that was intended to be one of the porgs in that group.
Of course it is. Yes, just because you cut away doesn't mean it's a different
porg.
Yeah,
you fucking idiot. They count them as different porgs every time they cut away. What the fuck is that?
That would be like the 13 Chewbaccas that are awesome in The Last Jedi.
Right, was this written by a goddamn porg? How do you not know that just because you cut away from a scene, that's not a different porg? Just awful, awful, shoddy journalism. News headline from around the web, too. I started playing Hatoful Boyfriend for the first time, and I am just delighted.
Okay. Hatoful Boyfriend, and just in case people don't know, and this is unfortunately something I do know.
Yeah, how do you know Sriracha. This?
You know, I know it because I'm on Twitch, and everyone's always like, play Hatoful Boyfriend, play Hatoful Boyfriend. I looked it up, and it's a sort of Japanese bird dating simulator where you all these birds go to a high school, and then you make them go on dates.
It's a pigeon dating simulator, because Hato is the word for pigeon in Nihongo. But let me tell you, this game, it's weird. Obviously, it's weird, and it's trying to be weird. But there is something very uniquely, and I don't know how to describe it, just very uniquely early 2000s, Newgrounds.com-ish about it. And it's just delightful. I don't even know how to describe it. And I'm really excited about it, because I think this game was originally in Japanese, and then someone translated it. Which is weird, because it's the art. It's the shittily drawn backgrounds with photographs superimposed over them. That is Newgrounds. It's weird. Having the main character go on weird random tangents. That was very early 2000s Newgrounds. And the part that interests me the most about it is the fact that this game was originally in Japanese. Because I remember this and I'm thinking, oh my god, this is exactly like something you would play on Newgrounds in 2004. After school. So this must have been a phenomenon that transcended language barriers. Am I saying that right?
No, that makes a lot of sense. I know you play these goddamn games. Sriracha plays all these. She plays like all these goddamn internet sex games. Do you make the Do the birds have sex?
No, it's not. It's not explicit at all.
Okay, well, so you're saying that, like, why would you ask?
Yeah, Thomas, a lot of the course you can't fuck a bird. You don't have incompatible genitals.
A lot of these Japanese dating simulators you play, you do make these characters have sex, and there are explicit sex scenes, correct?
Yeah, but they never involve birds.
Okay, again, I'm just saying. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that there'd be some weirdo Japanese pervert sex game.
No, I believe that. I get what you're saying.
Okay, thank God. Jesus Christ. All right, do you have any more news headlines from around the web, which is, again, a segment you have co-opted from the person who sued me and got me fired?
Yeah, what color do you think I should do my news headline from around the web? What color do you think I should do my nails for New Year's?
Oh, bright red.
Bright red. I did bright red for the Canada show, though. I need to showcase on my Insta, or my Finsta, and my Rinsta.
And my bright pink?
Ginsta. I'm thinking about mint green. What do you think about mint green?
I think that sounds cool. Wasn't mint like the Pantone color of the year 2 years ago?
I should look at the Pantone color of the year. That's very smart.
Yeah, I think this year it's purple. Or for what's left of this year, I think it's purple. So, but mint green is good. Mint green will look really good against your skin. I think you should do mint green. Because you wore that mint green dress to court and you looked hot as hell.
Yeah, I got to get my nails done for court too.
Yes, we will be in court on Wednesday, January 23rd at 10 a.m.
It's going to be great. Everybody should come.
We're monkeys have a big flying party. In. We will not have a big... if people want to come, there's literally nothing I can do stopping them.
Aren't we doing a show? No, I meant not in the courtroom.
Okay, well, that's what it sounded like.
Okay, well, there'll be no party held in the courtroom, even though I really, really want to.
I know you do. I think it's important to not turn this into a, quote, circus, end quote. Especially because we will be briefing a new judge on this case because Judge Ramos has retired. This is clearly the case that made him lose his faith with the law and the judicial system. So Judge Ramos has retired. It is all over the judicial, it is all over like Judicial Watch and all the judicial news sites. And so on Wednesday, January 23rd, we will be briefing a new judge on the case. And I really hope nobody shows up, dressed like a porg.
Yes. Shower.
Dressed like Enigma.
Shame.
I really hope an Adam Panache cosplayer doesn't show up or somebody dressed as a dog lawyer.
Do not bark at the opposing counsel, please.
Yes, I hope nobody tries to prank opposing counsel with a... But again, you can't... There's only so much I can do, so... But we will be having a crazy show Saturday. Saturday the 26th, Mumkey Jones is flying up for that. We'll be doing a live episode of Boomer versus Zoomer with special guest Zoomer Sarantia, and a live episode of Pork Chatter with special guest cutie Mumkey Jones. And at this show, you will be able to meet all 20 of our porgs.
Except for Tollard.
We gotta get Tollard to the show. What the fuck are you talking about?
If we can figure out how to get Tollard there, you will be able to meet Tollard.
I'll rent a goddamn minivan to get Tollard. I don't care.
Didn't we learn from the last driving escapade that we are not a driving couple?
Okay. Oh, yes. You know what? We're not a driving couple, but I may be a driving man. Just let me go. I'll just go.
Tollard, are you comfortable being in a car with your dad for 5 hours? Tollard says yes.
Okay, yeah. Look, half the reason I get so nervous driving is because I'm afraid that I'm going to kill you because I'm such a bad driver. But if you're not in the car, my life is mean. My life is worthless.
You heard it here first. Asterios hates women.
Do you have any more news headlines from around the web before I spend all Christmas night editing this?
No. Thank you for listening to Pork Chatter. I yub you.
I want to say thank you so much for all the support you've shown us this year. You know, this has been a very difficult year. This is the year where...
Yeah, we know. We got sued.
Okay, good. Look, it's just, you know, it's been a really tough year. And so... But the nicest part of it is how much people care and how much they... tell us they enjoy our stuff. The people send us pictures of porgs they have bought, and they ask us to compare them to our porgs, and it's just, you know, we just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and then thanks for giving a shit about us, because we really give a shit about you.
And take care of your porg this Christmas, even though they don't know it's Christmas. Thank you so much. Good night, and a Happy New Porg.